Nada for Gaza, the McKinney-Israel trip. Cynthia McKinney, the outspoken former congresswoman and Green Party presidential candidate, recently got out of jail. Yeah, that's right. Jail. It's possible that you had no idea she was in jail. That's because she was in detention for almost a week in Israel. Her offense? She accompanied a group from the Free Gaza movement, bringing medical supplies, cement, olive trees, and children's toys to the beleaguered and occupied Palestinians in Gaza. McKinney and 21 others were blocked from landing at Gaza and seized by the Israeli Navy in what she called an outrageous violation of international law. McKinney was part of an international humanitarian mission to support an oppressed population, not with weapons, but with toys and medicine, and was thrown into jail. In a recent call, when I was told about this, I was quite surprised, for I hadn't heard nor read a thing about it. A major U.S. ally, which receives more U.S. military aid than any other nation on earth, blithely tosses a former American congressperson, a presidential candidate, and a black civil rights activist into a jail cell, and few major media sources deem it worthy of reportage. Cynthia McKinney in jail in Israel for bringing medicine to the sick, for bringing toys to children, for bringing succor to the occupied and oppressed. Oh, she was on board the good ship Spirit of Humanity. And it ain't news? From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.